Emily May.
Hey, Dan.
Very good afternoon, everybody. As you may have heard, this show has been cancelled by the BBC. This may be the last one we ever do, but let's look past that. Maybe they'll... I found out... Nobody from the station rang me. I found out in a conversation. Yeah.
I appreciate you phoning me to tell me,
Dan. I told you. I rang you, Balin. But no jokes. This show has been cancelled. Not joking. Yeah, and, you know, there's... Don't worry, I've let them know. But anyway, so let us, while we can, just huddle together like cavemen outside sheltering for warmth. But, yeah, the BBC have cancelled the show for financial reasons. And so,
But
don't worry, we'll keep you right across any drain blockages over there. And see, here's the thing about this show. As much as, you know, kind of the local reporting has its place and all of that, that's all a lot of people know. And they think that brings Londoners together. They have no idea what this show does for Londoners. And it's not about we'll keep you across the drains being blocked or that. This show, I think, and I rarely do it. Pass me that trumpet so I can blow it. Rarely do I think a show brings a community together. And it's not, and as a lot of people wouldn't have a clue how that could work other than make people feel frightened or. I've never known anyone say, whoa, BBC London really pulled us through there. I've heard people say it about this programme. It's been an honour. It's been a privilege. Thank you very much on behalf of Balin and Amy and myself. And by the way, and I hope you'll forgive me, Balin and Amy get £50 for doing this programme. £50. 50 quid. I think it's fair to say that Jimmy Savile was paid more by the BBC in 6 months than Bailey and Amy have earned in the 10 years we've been together. That's a fact. Oh, bit too much financial information? Well, you know what? We're happy to stand aside for your abacuses, everybody, because that's what it's about. But shame on you for what you've done to my two co-hosts this last 10 years. Community, London, you weasels wouldn't know the meaning of the word. Right, that's that. Let's get on with it. Let's do the best damn show for the kids, as we always do. Same time, every day, but not for much longer. Very good afternoon to you, everybody. Probably for the last time, this show has been cancelled. Found out myself, you know, since 1988, nobody actually rung us up. Apparently that's not the way you do it.
Oh.
Dear Lord, that's not how you do it. No, that's the form. 1988. See that wall out there groaning with gold medals? I was happy to come along then.
Dan,
yeah, got hold of me then, strangely.
Are you being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame next week?
Hey, by the way, anyone who's coming up to see me inducted in the Radio Hall of Fame next week, you may enjoy the speech. I would suggest certain levels of management here don't come. Yep, being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Another bauble. I actually only got 2 hours a week on the radio, but apparently I'm the best at it. Let's not overlook the real victims in all of this, of course. What's all those other shows going to do for material now? We're not here tearing it out of the ether 6 days a week. Anyway, it's going to be difficult to do any kind of phone-in show. I appreciate any messages you're already leaving on Facebook, but it's a done deal. And as they say, you know...
There's so many people getting
in touch.
Well,
thank you very much indeed. Yeah. We are, you know, we never openly acknowledge the chemistry between us every day. But it is absolutely magnificent. It is, was, let's talk about it in the past tense, it was the last blank sheet of paper in radio. But they weren't going to have that for long, were they? I hope whoever was ultimately responsible has their abacus come undone and they choke on the very beads themselves.
The first I knew about it was in a casual conversation this morning. The thing that got... It's all them clichés you get, you know. First I knew was someone else told me the station didn't ring me up. And then when you confront people and say, you weasel, why didn't you ring me up? Oh, that's not how we do, but you think, oh, we've been together 12 years. You know, it's ludicrous. It is ludicrous and it's also preposterous. But I'm afraid in every branch of showbiz now, there is the rise of the middle management. And what this place could do was lose two-thirds of middle management and actually, you know, put it more into making programmes. The idea that there's, I think, a third more meetings rooms in there than there is studios. You know, Lord Reith, they could put him onto the national grid now because he's spinning in the grave, would probably power the national grid. But I genuinely, you know, I'm doing the Saturday shows and all this. I love doing this. But I think the very freedom of this show itself was threatening to middle management. They don't get it. How comes this show can't be manipulated, done like that? Next week, on the 13th, I'm being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. And yet, the BBC or anybody else says, oh, but don't actually employ him. It's an odd conundrum, and one that I'm happy to be the noisy poster boy for any of these ludicrous, spiteful, artless, culture-hating cuts. I'm happy to be the noisy poster boy, and I'll be all right. You know why? Because I'm Danny Baker. It's what I do.